My challenge for you guys is to save yourselves from an ordinary life. You got one shot at high school. You have absolutely one shot to impact eternity at your school, unless you fail, and then all the other people graduate, and so you miss that shot with them. You got one chance. Time is a gift, and I believe that we'll be held accountable for what we do with our time. And I think, as a youth group, we let the good get in the way of the best. And I think we settle for an unremarkable, unmemorable, usual, typical, average, mediocre Christian life. And that is almost a waste of an existence. I think, speaking of school and stuff, someone else smarter will come along in your lifetime. Your valedictorian, there will be another one the next year. That's not stable. Homecoming king, homecoming queen, no one cares after you graduate. I promise. No one cares. I was homecoming king at my school. No one even knows it. No one cared. Which is fine. Some of my parents, they loved it. whatever. VIP of sports. A better athlete will come along. Someone better in drama will come along. Yeah. I mean, live for what matters. I think that we... Okay, here, if you hear nothing I say, listen to this. This is the number one reason why I think that our youth group isn't where it could be. Is because we really don't believe that God is the most satisfying, most fulfilling, most pleasurable, and most enjoyable thing on the face of the earth. Think about it. If we really believed that God was the most all-satisfying purpose and pleasurable and enjoyable thing in our existence, it would show up in our lives. I think we pursue these temporary trinkets and we cast away an eternal reward. I'm not talking about like immoral things. I'm not talking about spending your life in immoral habitual sin. I'm talking about settling for an ordinary Christian life. My challenge is don't waste your high school. Don't waste it on dating. You want to split your time between God and someone else? That's a waste and a throwaway of your high school. You got one shot in your life at high school. Don't blow it on a relationship. It's a waste of time. And flog me later. I don't care what you say. That's my opinion. Sports, if we spend as much time, sports are God to some of us. Seriously, if we spend as much time in sports as we did in church, or in studying scripture, we'd have Billy Graham's and Mother Teresa's all in the room. If you think you're going to get the leading role in a play, if that's above God, you're wasting your life. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your high school. Time is a gift. High school is too short to throw it away on dating, sports, academics, anything else. And I'm not saying that those things are bad, but if they get in the way of Christ, they are wicked. Don't let something get in the way of you irrevocably selling out to Jesus Christ. Time is too short, and God is way too worthy. God doesn't want a part of your life. He wants total and complete surrender of your life. And you're squandering a gift. You're missing out on the most satisfying pleasure because we pursue these temporary things in high school. That's my challenge. My challenge, you say, well, that's radical, that's fundamental, that's extremist, yeah, it's Jesus freak, you know, whatever you want to label it. My challenge is to live a life that matters, not a waste of a life pursuing ordinary things.